We're here on location in Hollywood, right in front of the Fredericks of Hollywood. Going to talk to Hollywood Tours of Hollywood Tour, HollywoodLandTours.net, the guy, purveyor of this little stand, selling little maps of stores.
Normally it's $34 for the adults. Hello.
Hello.
Am I being interviewed?
Okay. You're not?
Oh. Okay.
You like to?
That's okay. $34 for the adults, $24 for the children. How many of you guys are there?
Six.
How many?
Six.
Six? What I could do is I give it to you for the children's price, which is $24. Each.
Yeah. That's a really good deal, guys.
I agree. Thank you. Yeah.
La vuelta a todos.
No, like cada persona.
Cada persona 24 para dar la vuelta. La regresamos. Okay, dile que vamos a regresar.
Okay, no problem. We'll be here. Thank you guys. Appreciate your time.
So hey, what's my name's Brian. What's your name, sir?
Tamer.
So what is it you do here?
Well, I do the marketing for Hollywoodland Tours. I sell a little bit on the street.
HollywoodLandTours.net, right?
That's correct. That is correct. HollywoodLandTours.net.
So how long have you been doing this?
About a year.
About a year. You mean any interesting people?
Lots of interesting people in Hollywood. Are you kidding me? Of course.
Who's the most interesting person you met?
It's a homeless guy named Kalki.
Kalki?
Yeah. When you hear his story, it's pretty amazing.
Tell us.
Can you retell a story?
I'm trying to remember. I meet so many people every day.
Where's he at?
They come and wander. Yeah. They come and go. Kalki used to work for the government. They deployed him to the war. Bada, bada, bada. I don't want to go into details.
Bada, bada, bad.
Yeah, bada, bada, bad. He now lives on the streets.
That's a good person. Probably we should look. What is his name again?
Kalki.
Kalki. I think it's a...
How can we find him?
You got to look.
That's a priority of ours.
You need to do a tour.
Unlike any other company, we don't wait for a certain number of people. We run consistently every half hour to an hour.
How much is it for all three of us?
You guys want to join us?
Depends on how much.
Yeah.
Normally it's $34 for the adults. I can give it to you for $24, which is the kids' price.
We're native.
How about $20 each?
$15 each.
I don't think he'll do $15.
No.
Yeah, it's just gas prices and we pay
the
driver.
Where's the
ATM? There's one. You see where it says City Bread right there on the right?
Where?
City Bread.
Yeah.
Okay, you see that glass door that's open right past that awning?
It.
Yeah. They have an ATM in there.
Do you guys want to do it? Do we have enough time?
I don't know if we have enough time.
It's more about time.
I don't think we have enough time. We got to make it back for the report.
$20.
It takes about an hour and a half. So it leaves. Let me see here.
We don't have enough time.
We could probably do this again sometime.
$20 in my pocket.
Nah, we don't have enough time, dude.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Can you interview me?
You'd like to be interviewed, sir?
Exactly. Yeah,
all right. So, okay. So, what's your name, man?
My name is Angel.
Wait. Okay. Let's just give her a second.
Okay.
Ooh, this is. I love your jacket.
Yeah. I love you. Thank you for giving me the time. I love you. Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Angel. Hi. I'm Angel's World. Right here, live here in Hollywood.
You're on SkidRowStudios.com.
Yeah. Really. Okay. Cool. I'm right here, live here in Skid Row.
Studios.com.
Angel's World Production. I'm representing his world and my world, and I love each and every person out there. I think America just take a look at us and see
what we do.
Angel, tell us what you do.
What I do is I videotape everybody from all around the world. I like to just like talk to the people down the earth, like the coolest people in their whole entire world, like whoever they are, you know. Yeah, I'm a little stuttering, sorry about that. Yeah.
I'm a little drunk. We're a little fucked up.
And I love it. And I love your.
Thank you.
Love your production. So, what's your name again?
My name is Brian.
Brian. Nice to meet you, Brian.
I'm right here.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, beautiful. Beautiful girl. I'm right here with Brian and Sonia and Tim.
Romantic, Angel.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? It just feels so good to just like. Relax and kick back and relax and
smoke a fucking cigarette.
And smoke a cigarette and you know.
Cigarette?
Yeah, of course, baby. Of course. And not just only that, they're doing my dreams. I always want to do my dreams. We're gonna get it. We're gonna get. Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, never take. I'm being real right now.
Oh yeah, you have a very, like nice bejeweled rhinestone shirt on.
Yeah,
South Pole.
Talk to me.
Yeah. So, what? What do you do for fun? What do you do in your free time?
Free time. I love music videos. I'm a music video fanatic. I love to just record and sit home and just relax and just like download all like the new music videos on the internet and just keep back and you know just.
Who is your favorite artist?
My favorite artist is Kylie Minogue. I'm a big old Kylie Minogue fanatic.
Kylie Minogue, I love Australia.
Yeah. And a lot of people think, like, it's true because a lot of people think La La La. Hell no. She has, like, better songs besides La La La.
I'm sorry, but all I think about Kylie Minogue is her ass, right? Yeah. That's all you think about,
right? Beautiful lips, like mine. My lips are so fine. So, like, she has a beautiful, like, teeth. Mm-hmm. My teeth are straight. And her teeth are straight, too. So, she's a beautiful.
You should...
I just gotta get in white.
You should put your heart on out there and tell Kylie Minogue how much you love her and adore her.
Kylie Minogue, if I were to ever meet you and a couple of friends have met you at the Hollywood Bowl in 2009 or 2010 when I went to go see a concert, I was like heartbroken, whatever. I love you so much. You don't even know. I mean, like, I'm American, you're Australian, and blah,
he'll get you a green card.
Yeah. I would like to just personally meet you and just say, hi, I'm Angel, Angel's World. And she'll be like, oh, my God, whatever. Maybe you won't. Maybe you just talk to me like whatever. But to make a long story short, I'm here live here, Angel's World production. I'm Angel, and everyone keeps on watching me. I love you guys.
You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com.
Hey, that's exactly.
Say that, man. I'm Angel, and you're listening to SkidRowStudios.com.
I'm right here, live here, Angels Roll Production. Listen to SkidRoll.com.
Skid Row Studios?
Skid Row Studio, live here, and Angels Roll Production. His Roll Production, 2012, right here. Right here, live here in Hollywood.
You got it, folks.
We can do it again if we want. I love you guys.
So let's try it again. So okay, you're listening to Skid Row Studios.
You can edit because I do a lot of editing. Okay. How would you want him to say it in the right way?
You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com.
Okay. No, really. Oh no! Okay, hold on. Okay.
You're gonna be on the show. You gotta hit us up.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, I love you. She believes in me. Okay. How would I go? Okay. Okay. One, two, and really, presently doing all that's good.
Go ahead, man.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. Ready?
Let it go.
Okay. How would I say?
I'm Angel. I'm Angel, and you're listening to SkidRowStudios.com.
Okay. Hey, what up, everybody? Right here, live here, Angel's Row Production, representing Skid Row.
Studios.com.
Keep on watching more.
SkidRowStudios.com.
Okay, I'm not going to do Angel Roll. Okay, do it right. Okay. No, for us. Okay. For us. You're believing me? I'm believing you guys. Okay.
You,
no, really.
You.
Really? So let's do it again.
I was the without, first. To
yeah?
Believe.
Yeah? Okay.
That's
my cousin
guys.
Right here, huh?
I'll be filming you guys.
I mean, we're driving all day and they took me to the Hollywood Stars and I paid so much. What? No, I don't have the camera right here. Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, wait,
actually,
no.
Yeah.
SkidRowStudios.com, and then he's next.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. No, because yeah. What happened to my camera?
Because you're next.
No, he wants to videotape like the behind the scenes. Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
He wants to because I'm a video for the. Yeah, that's the reason why I came out here to Angel World. Yeah.
Oh, he's your homie.
Get me on. Yo, that's my cousin. I love him to death.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. 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 I take care of him. Like, yeah. You better give me my. I'm film because
oh, yeah.
this is gonna be like Whitney Houston. If I die or don't make it, whatever.
Oh.
Hey, you got me all on
you
the
got it, you know. You get it.
Okay.
So famous.
But I just want to tell you guys this one thing, two things, three things.
Talk to the mic, dude. Tell us what you want to tell us.
Honestly and truly, I love these real people right here that just give me an opportunity to just take my life and no, really, and just give me an opportunity to speak out to the world. And no, really. And I love my mom, my sister, like, cause they always supported me and they never put me down. My mom, my sister, like, go for your dreams, do what you gotta do. Yeah. And like, yeah, I could do legacy, but we're gonna be here all day, right? We're right here, live here in Audio, in Hollywood, and I
on
love
the
this
walk
guy
of
right
fame
here.
On
yeah,
the walk of fame.
Yeah, get in here. You're the director. Yeah.
I'm here with Angel.
Yeah.
Angel is world famous productions.
Yeah.
And he's here with.
With
Brian.
Oh, Brian. I'm sorry. I'm just a little.
I'm Brian, and this is
Angel.
And you're
yeah.
listening to
Skid
Row.
Skid Row.
Studio. Studios.
.com.
.com.
Okay. Okay. No. Honestly, truly, I don't want you guys to ever like not believe in me.
No,
click
no.
it.
Oh, we believe, dude.
But flash it. No, no lines. Let's right. do it again. No, let's again.
Got it.
I'm on. You want to make it real?
What's it real you right real. What's your primo's name, man? Right here. Hi, man. What's your name?
I'm gonna walk down right
Manuel. Manuel?
Yeah.
Manuel. So tell me about yourself. What do you do?
Oh, I'm a carpenter.
Carpenter.
I do for a living right now, but you know how the economy is. There's not very much homes being built.
Yeah, but the whole housing's yeah, all shit.
Well, yeah, it's all shit out, you know, but it's all shut out, you know. But what I do is I get my, you know, my hustle on, you know, do this or do that.
You got to have a hustle to make. You got to make. My mom, you she do. Sells Avon. Yeah. She sells pots from Mexico. And
yeah.
that's
pot.
How she makes it. Yeah, we sell pot, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Have you ever sold pot? Is that the hustle you're working?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Hey man, it's gonna be legit soon.
Yeah. I know, but it's not being recorded yet.
A dollar. Then you go surprise. Can I get a dollar?
No, I don't know.
So let's go see if we can stop this blonde lady in the middle of the street and get an interview with her. Hey guys, how's it going? Would you like a care for an interview right now?
What are you interviewing for?
SkidRowStudios.com. You should check it out. You guys will be on the radio.
Oh, we were on the radio the other day.
What were you on the radio for?
We're models. We're actresses. I'm a comedian.
You're a comedian.
Don't tell me to tell a joke or I'll smack you in the face.
I wasn't going to tell you to tell me a joke. I was just going to ask you to make me laugh. You don't have to tell me a joke to make me laugh.
I would have to tell a story or a joke. I mean, what's the equivalent?
Well, you said don't make me tell a joke, so now you have to say a story now.
Well, that's what everyone says when you tell them you're a comedian. They say, tell me a joke, and then I kick them in the balls.
Oh, well, I did that today earlier. I kicked a guy in the balls, but it cost me $5.
You got to pay?
Yeah, you never done that? No. Guys walk around with a sign, $5, kick me in the balls.
That sounds like therapy. I like
that. Like best,
that might even be a business write-off.
Best $5 I spent.
Right.
So what do you do in your free time?
Free time? I don't have a lot of free time.
Excuse me. I'm Brian, by the way. What's your name?
Mindy Robinson.
Mindy Robinson. Ooh, nice. Love your name.
Thank you.
So what do you do in your free time? Like, what do you do for fun?
I don't have a lot of fun. I'm working.
You just work all the time?
Pretty much.
That's sad.
No, it's not.
I have fun all the time, and I hardly work.
Where's the sushi place? Is it up here?
A sushi place? I don't eat sushi.
Why not?
Because it's bad for you.
What are you eating, then?
Anything that's bad. No, I'm joking. I actually like sushi, but it's getting too expensive. How do you feel about that?
It's not expensive.
It's not expensive. Well, tell that to me.
I did just tell that to you.
You're true, right. So you're just going to go have sushi right now, aren't you?
Yep.
Is that the plan?
Yes.
Not make you feel any awkward, uncomfortable in any way?
No, I think my friend ran away, though.
Yeah, I think she's just ignoring us. Like, this douchebag's talking to my friend Mindy. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. Well, I'm sorry to make you guys feel uncomfortable. I'll let you go then.
No problem.
Well, Mindy, it was nice talking to you.
Thank you.